Oh, my goodness. Is it that time again? I guess it is. It's time for us to visit with Grandpappy Sparks and his magic radio. Come on, everybody. Let's go. Yes, it is time to visit with Grandpappy Sparks and his magic radio. Time for us to learn about all kinds of things and have some fun, too. And now let's go over to Grandpappy Sparks' hobby shop and see what's going on.
Just one more push and the telephone. Now I wonder who could be calling right when I'm trying to push this heavy cabinet across the floor. I'm a-coming. I'm not on roller skates, you know. Hello. Grandpappy Sparks Hobby Shop. Grandpappy Sparks speaking. Oh, hi, Betty Sue. What can I do for you today? What's that you say? A wheel came off one of your roller skates. Sure, Betty Sue. You come right over. I'll fix it up for you. Goodbye. That was Betty Sue. She lives just down the street. One of her roller skates' wheels has come off. She wants me to fix it. I sure wish somebody could come in here and help me push this big cabinet across the room. It's too heavy for me to move all by myself. Well, look who's here. It didn't take you very long to walk over here, Betty Sue.
I hurried as fast as I could.
Now then, let me take a look at that skate with a broken wheel. Shouldn't be too big of a job. Let me look.
All right, Grandpappy. I'll just look around if you don't mind. Here comes Cedric, the mailman. Hi, Cedric.
Oh, hi there, Betty Sue. Sounds like Grandpappy Sparks is at it again, fixing something.
He's putting on a wheel for me. I broke my roller skate.
I see. Well, you can't very well roller skate with a wheel missing now, can you?
No, not very well.
Got a package for you, Grandpappy. Looks like a book.
For me?
Yep, just came in this morning.
You're right, Cedric. It does look like a book. Here, let me open the package and see. Well, I'll be a cross-eyed potato bug. It's here. My book about machines is here.
Machines? You ordered a book about machines?
Yep, sure did. I sent all the way to California, too.
Now, Grandpappy Sparks, just what do you want with a book about machines? Your hobby shop is filled with books as it is.
Well, I saw this book advertised in a catalog. It looked interesting, so I ordered it.
Well, you ordered it COD.
COD? What does that mean, Cedric?
COD stands for Collect on Delivery. Grandpappy Sparks has to pay me $9.95.
Now, Cedric, don't get so money hungry. I know it costs $9.95. After all, I ordered it, didn't I?
May I see the book, Grandpappy?
Oh, you certainly may, Betty Sue. Now then, let me go get the money. Here you are, Cedric. $9.93, $94, and $0.95. There, that pays for the book. Paid in full.
What are you doing here to the hobby shop? Well, you got things all changed around.
Well, I thought I'd do some remodeling.
Remodeling? Huh. Looks more like an explosion just happened. What's this heavy old cabinet doing right here in the middle of the room?
I'm trying to move it from that side to this side. I got stuck right in the middle when I was sliding it across the floor.
Well, it looks too heavy to slide. You better be careful. You could hurt yourself, you know.
Look, Grandpappy, here in your book is a little phonograph record.
What's that? A phonograph record? Let me see.
Here, it's just a little one. It's put right here in the middle of the book. Will you play it for me, please?
Yes, I'd like to hear what's on that record myself.
You know, if that don't beat all, a record inside of a book. Here, let me put it over here on my electric phonograph player. There, the phonograph's ready. The name of the little record is Machines. It says, Part 1, Wheels. Let's listen.
A long time ago, one of the easiest and fastest ways of going from one place to another was by riding on a wagon pulled by a horse. Wagons came in all colors, all shapes, and all sizes. But one thing that all wagons had were wheels. Wheels make things easier to move. Can you think of anything else that uses wheels to make it move? Here are some sound effects that will help us think. That is the sound of a big train going down the track. Does a train have wheels? Yes, you are right. Of course trains have wheels. Wheels are the things that make the train move. Wheels make the train easier to move. Did you hear that? That was the sound of an automobile starting out on a trip. Does an automobile have wheels? Yes, you are right again. Of course automobiles have wheels. Wheels make automobiles easier to move. Wheels are machines. Wheel machines make hard work easy to do. Wheels were invented many, many years ago. No one really knows who first invented the wheel, but we do know that wheels were used a long, long time ago. Carts with wheels were found in the tombs of ancient Egyptian kings. Pictures found on the walls of cavemen show wheels being used. Can you think of your life without wheels? Wheels can be found on bicycles. Wheels can be found on roller skates. But remember, wheels are machines. A machine is something that is made by man to do work for him. Machines can make man's work easier. They can do work faster than man. Sometimes machines can do work that man cannot do at all. Wheels make things easier to move. Wheels are used on large machines, and wheels are used on small machines. A machine makes work easier.
Well, I'll be. I didn't realize that wheels were so important.
Neither did I. Wheels can be found nearly everywhere.
And wheels are machines. A machine makes work easier.
That sure was an interesting little phonograph record. Now let me see that book. Land of Goshen. Look at these nice pictures. Here we see all kinds of wheels. Well, here's a picture of a wooden wheel. And across the page is a picture of a bicycle wheel. The bicycle wheel has spokes.
And look at these pictures on the next page, Grandpappy. Here we see some wheels that have teeth. Huh. They say that these wheels are called gears.
And next to the gears are pictures of automobile rubber tires. Tires are wheels too, you know.
I'll bet that if we look around here in our hobby shop, we'll see some more wheels.
Why, Benny Sue, that's a good idea. Come on, Cedric, let's see how many kinds of wheels we have.
All right, that sounds like fun. Let's see now. What about that phonograph, your electric record player, Grandpappy? You know, that record you just played was round like a wheel.
My roller skates over there on your workbench have wheels.
They sure do, Betty Sue. And look at my motor. I see some round gears. Gears and wheels with teeth in them. And there's my old cuckoo clock striking. I had to fix cuckoo a while back. I had to replace one of the gears there, too. By grannies, let me get my notebook. I want to write some of these things down. I like to write down the things that I've learned. Now then, I'm ready. What'll I write first?
Well, you could begin at the beginning. How about writing something like this? Wheels makes things easier to move.
Oh, Cedric, that is a good one. Wheels make things easier to move. There, now what's next?
I remember, wheels are machines.
That's right, Betty Sue. Wheels are machines.
Don't forget, a wheel makes work easier, too.
Let me write that down. A machine makes work easier. I'm sure glad that we have wheels and machines.
Well, why is that, Grandpappy?
Say, I just got an idea. You see that big heavy cabinet there in the middle of the room?
Yes, I see it.
Well, I'm going to put to use what I've learned today. I'm going to put some wheels under the cabinet.
Why, Grandpappy Sparks, that's a great idea.
I think so myself.
Why, instead of huffing and puffing, trying to push that heavy cabinet, with wheels, you could roll it across the floor. Now, that's what I call using your head, Grandpappy.
Using my head? That's what I call using the wheels.
You have just heard Grandpappy Sparks and his Magic Radio. This program was written and produced by Jerry Limbert for the Science and Health Education Department of the South Bend Community School Corporation. Your announcer, Bob McDermott.